Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Well, I've been quite critical of the West Tigers over the last 18 months or so, and you guys have let me know about it, and that's completely fair enough. And look, I'm going to compliment them today. I think that what they're doing is fantastic. There's been reports of a documentary coming out, a five-part documentary, where the West Tigers have just opened their doors. Now, if you were the Melbourne Storm, this would be really easy to do. It's all successful. It's all smiles. It's all happiness. The West Tigers, that's not going to be their reality. This is a side that hasn't made the finals in 10 years, and this will be a situation where people will sort of turn and say, oh, you're getting distracted. You're doing this. You're doing that. That's why you're not winning, blah, blah, blah. But this is going to be the future of our game. This is the sort of stuff that we need to see behind the scenes to get people interested in our game. People want to know what's happening behind the scenes. This is why people are, you know, my most listened to podcast. So when I have players come on, this is why like Denham Kemp is so popular, because he's telling stories that are behind closed doors that you simply don't hear. This is why social media is so big. We are nosy people. We want to know what's going on the inside. You might not like to admit that, but you want to know what's going on. This is why social media is the number one platform in the world. It's just the reality of what's going on. You get an opportunity to see something behind the scenes, you dive at it. So do I. Yeah, I'm happy to admit that. And I think this is fantastic what the West Tigers are doing. And look, you know, I've just had a look through all the Facebook tags, and I had two or three mates tag me saying, oh, you could watch this twice, not learn anything about it. Maybe they should watch it in reverse. Maybe that, like all these comments and everything. And you know what? The West Tigers, they haven't been overly successful over the last few years. I've questioned their recruitment. I've questioned how they manage situations, how they let players leave and whatnot. And I think it's fantastic that this team is opening the doors. I think it's really good of Michael Maguire. It's not going to be easy to do. You know, and that's why not many teams do it. Wayne Bennett had this opportunity to do it with the Maroons last year in their Origin camp. He turned it down. It turned out to be one of the biggest upsets in rugby league history. And imagine if we had that documentary there. It would have been brilliant. Now, are the West Tigers going to turn around this year and win the premiership? We're going to have it all on tape? In my opinion, no. But does that matter? We get to see behind the scenes. We get to see guys sitting in their tape room. There's also a clip, apparently, of, you know, going inside the home of David Nofoluma and James Roberts. Like, this is two guys that have been very interesting characters throughout their whole career, very polarizing. James Roberts, he's obviously been through a number of clubs, moving in with David Nofoluma. Personally, I wouldn't have thought these two would have been a perfect match. I thought they would have put James Roberts potentially with someone else other than Noff. But in saying that, I don't know Noff from a bar of soap. But I feel like when I see them on Instagram and everything, there's always a lot of fun. There's always a lot of stuff going on in that house. But it's going to be interesting to see that sort of stuff. This is what we want to see. And well done for the West Tigers to opening their doors to this. This isn't an easy thing to do. Michael Maguire, he is under a lot of pressure. All of these players are under a heap of pressure. And as I said, if they were the Melbourne Storm, it's really easy to record everything when you're winning, you're lifting trophies, everyone's happy, everyone's, you know, drinking champagne. The West Tigers, you know, they spent their Mad Monday in August again. Yeah, and it would have been tough. It's tough to see, but this will show the realities of rugby league, how hard it is, what the players go through every day. I'm hoping that you get to see the amount of injuries that these guys are playing through week in, week out, and just how hard it is to play in the NRL. As I said, You know, I'd probably rather see a Melbourne Storm or a Sydney Roosters on this, but a lot of teams, they're not willing to do it. It's the harsh reality. We saw what the Gold Coast Titans did a couple of weeks ago. Theirs was sensational. It looks like the West Tigers, theirs is going to run for about 18 months. Yeah, starting last year. Apparently, they've already been in there for a long time. So they're going to have to see, you know, we're going to be able to see the entrance of Harry Grant, the effect that he had. Benji Marshall, his departure, the effect that that had. Michael Maguire under pressure. Guys leaving, guys arriving. I think it's going to be extremely, extremely interesting to watch. And I just think it's fantastic that the West Tigers to open their door. It's a ballsy thing to do. Regardless of what happens, they're going to cop some crap for it, yeah? People aren't going to be happy that they're getting distracted, they're doing this instead of winning football games, they're not training as hard, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it all before. But well done to the West Tigers. I think this is sensational. These are the behind-the-scenes stuff that we want to see. This is why American sport is so big. Half the time, it's not even about the sport, it's the storylines around it. And I think the West Tigers, they've got a rare opportunity here to tell a number of stories that we don't do in rugby league, and unfortunately, we're not very good at it. We've seen Tommy Rodoticus pass away this morning. You heard me talk about that earlier, and some of the stories coming out about him are just unbelievable. And these are stories that we lose in rugby league. They need to be told, and things around the West Tigers, I don't know what's been going on there the last 18 months, because you're not really shown much in rugby. I think it'll be sensational to get a grasp of what's going on in there. I think it'll be sensational to see what a guy like, how Luke Brooks is handling himself. What's he like around the club? He's a guy that's come in with so much pressure, so much expectation, and he hasn't quite lived up to it, but I think it'll be so interesting to see how he handles himself. We've probably got a perspective of certain players that we think this is how they are, that's how they are on the field, and then we're going to see them around the training sheds, in their lunchroom, playing games, playing ping pong, and it's going to be completely different. I think it's really exciting. Well done to the West Tigers. I know it's not all going to be positive. I know they're going to cop a heap of crap for this, but I think it's sensational, and I hope a lot of other teams in the NRL, they follow their lead.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.